Well, Tom, first of all, you put your finger on one important element here. These sorts of mergers, consolidation, streamlinings are a long time in coming. And in fact, people might remember that President Obama actually raised the specter of merging some of these trade and business organizations a year ago in his 2011 State of the Union address. But what that means for managers is that they need to keep things in perspective, not only for themselves but for the employees that they work with and manage. So first of all, rumor control is necessary. These things get out there. We hear about it on Fed News Radio. We read about it in the press, and people start immediately, worrying. Is my job going to go away? What does this mean? And the fact of the matter is, this is an idea, a concept that's been out there for a while, but it's going to be a longer while, given the need to coordinate with Congress and what the president's asking for actually is in part reorganization authority, so he can give Congress an up or down proposals and not have to talk about this endlessly. So the rumor control part is, making sure that as soon as this stuff starts getting out there and people start getting a little worked up, let folks know that, first let them know what you know, which is, hey, there's nothing laid out yet in the instant case here of the merger of these six agencies, but this pertains to almost any major reorganization. Keep people informed. Let them know that, nothing's going to happen necessarily fast, and there's going to be plenty of advance warning when something does happen. Rumor control is one.
How important is a motivated workforce? I think you touched on morale. How important is a motivated workforce during times of major change like this, and what can managers do to maintain that good morale?
Very important, Ruben. The people forget about the fact that it's not just the facts of, okay, we're going to put two organizations together. There's an emotional component here for employees. Federal employees in particular form an emotional attachment oftentimes to the mission, which is a good thing. You want people to feel committed to their organization. But you also have to deal with that and make sure you don't lose that engagement from employees in a time of change. We saw that in Department of Homeland Security. All of a sudden you had the folks who were in border protection being merged with the folks who were in immigration, and they had very different cultures, different outlooks, different uniforms, and to put folks all together in one agency, it doesn't automatically mean that everything comes together and all of a sudden people who were friendly rivals are now arm in arm colleagues. This is something you have to work at. So the engagement aspect is very important. We did a report not too long ago on how to make smart cuts. And one of the things we pointed out is that there are four conditions for success. One is vision and leadership. You've got to have folks at the top who have a strong vision about where the organization's going and are willing to engage in with employees in that conversation. So that's one, vision planning. You really need to have a good idea about where you're going and what you need to do to get there.
We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And your reference to Homeland Security, I think, was cogent. You said all of a sudden. And it seems like most of the mergers of federal agencies have happened because of some contingency, 9/11 being the mother of them all. But look what happened a couple of years ago with the Minerals Management Service. They reorganized that completely after a couple of scandals. And so
right.
Maybe it takes that kind of a cause to make this really happen, and if it just seems like a great idea, they never really get off the ground.
Well, that's unfortunately, Tom, a good observation, and what you're talking about is something breaks, or we have a major external event. So we saw that after Katrina with FEMA. They didn't rise to the challenge, and there were some major after action events that went on to shore up that organization, which by that time was part of Homeland Security. We saw that in the Securities and Exchange Commission in its failure to respond adequately to prevent the financial meltdown. But I tend to think that we've got to find a way to fix things in government before they break, and it's not easy. But I think this recent conversation, for example, about merging these six departments and agencies to better deal with business and trade in the country might be a good example of focusing on a situation that's not really broken, it's just not working well, and wanting to make it work better. But I guess the bottom line thing here is that consolidations and mergers and streamlining, it's easy to talk about and sometimes very difficult to implement, especially in the federal government. However, we got to keep in mind that reorganization, and streamlining are not dirty words. Sometimes they're useful and necessary, but the how we go about it is as important as the what we do.
And is it also safe to say, too, and by the way, these are no picnic in the private sector either, but when government does have some type of a merger or reorganization, even though it might be sparked by what the political people need to do, it's probably safe to say that it should be the career people that you need to really implement it.
Absolutely, Tom. There is a way to manage this well. We've got a lot of trial and error in terms of past mergers and acquisitions. And by the way, private industry finds that 70% of the time they don't achieve their objectives when they do it. So the stakes are even higher in the federal government. But it can be managed, and you're right. We have to get our career managers and our career employees. It's not just all top down. We need a lot of bottom up too.